He's now, after that Friday night loss, we're trailing Bemidji State by 11 points in the standings, number one and number two in the WCHA standings. Really wanted this win here tonight, and they score first again. Chris Leibinger, who is tied for the lead in goals for Michigan Tech with Joel Esperance, gets his sixth goal of the season.
Backhanded down by Mason Rodluck. Centering pass in front. There's a shot! Scores! Leibinger at the doorstep. Buries the puck on the right side, and the Huskies for the second straight night take a 1-0 lead.
I tell you what, Coach, he's always been one of, a fan favorite, I think, for the Huskies, but he certainly is becoming more of one now, Chris Leibinger.
I guess when you score goals, more people stand up and take notice, but he's done a real good job, and the thing I like about it is he's playing with everybody. He's playing with different players, it seems like, every weekend or a different position, and he's fine. Mm-hmm. And that's a good message to the rest of our players. It's not so much who you play with, or what position you play, it's how you play and how you prepare and how you come to the rink. And Chris does it the right way. He's got a defensive first mindset, but he works extremely hard every shift he's out, and then he works extremely hard in the offensive zone. He's not afraid to go to tight areas, and he's not afraid to get, mix it up a little bit, but he gets it. He moves the puck and then gets open. And he's not the most skilled guy, but he's one of your hardest workers, and he plays the game the right way. And we've got to get more players playing the right way. And I think they're too worried about their offensive numbers, and they've got to work hard. Like, we've got some guys, minus three on the weekend, and that's not good. That's not good. That means you're a liability to, the team. You're not producing offensively, and then defensively you're not doing a good job. And we've got to get that mindset where we've got to play rock solid defensively first, but we got to work harder. And you got to, you can't. We talked about this before with the team. A lot of guys, you come to the rink and their thoughts are scoring. And a lot of games that doesn't happen. I mean, a lot of times you're worse when that's all you think about. You got to come thinking how hard you're going to play, right side of the puck, and you're going to work hard defensively, and then create offense from that. And once we get there, we'll be really good. We're good now, but I don't think we're all quite on the same page yet. And once we all get there, that's what happened the second half last year. We all got on the same page and we went on a roll, and I expect the same thing to happen this year. And we've got a lot of guys who played, a lot of guys who can score, which is a good thing. But we have to continue to be plus players first and foremost every weekend.
So the Huskies are up 1-0. Leibinger with his sixth. Alex Gillies and Mason Blacklock get the assist on the play at the 5:56 mark. We end the first period with a lead, even though Bemidji had a pretty good push there at one point in that first period. But we outshoot them 14-7 and go into the intermission with a one-goal lead.
Well, we did, and I thought we had a real good period. It wasn't a – I think you asked me in the pregame, was it a must-win? And I said, no, it's not a must-win. It's still – it's a lot of hockey left and whatnot, but it was an important game nonetheless. I mean, it was one of the most important games we played, and if we want to give ourselves a chance for the McNaughton Cup again, we have to stay somewhat within – distance of Bemidji State. And we could have been, like we are now, 8 points behind him, or 14. 14 is almost a 5-game difference, because 3 points each game, and now we're just two and a half, maybe 3 games. So there's quite a difference there. So it was a very important game for our team to try and find a way to win. And I thought I give our players a lot of credit. I mean, they dug down. I mean, it's been a grind here. We haven't had a weekend off since the last weekend in September, the only college team that's had that. And there's not a lot of acid in the battery or a lot of gas in the tank right now, and we're finding ways to make sure we show up and play hard. And I think we're all looking forward to the break, actually. So we've got another tough series, but our guys did a real nice job on Saturday of showing up and playing hard and finding a way, Dirk, and this is really important, finding a way to beat a team that got a lot of confidence. I mean, they haven't lost a conference game. They came off a win against us, and they're flying high. And for our guys to give them the first conference loss, I thought was huge, and it's a huge win for our program.
So we go to the second period, Coach, and there's not a lot of shots on goal, even though there's quite a bit of action. 8-7 were the shots, and we give up a goal with just 8 seconds left to go.
Bowman bringing it across against Reinke. Reinke forces them to put the brakes on. Line change coming up, and the Huskies trying to keep it out of the net. Here's a shot, pass to the front, and a loose puck, and they score. 8 seconds left to go in the second period. The Huskies give it up, and a 1-1 hockey game.
So what happened on that goal, Coach?
Yeah, that was just a tough break. We tried to make a play offensively in the offensive zone. We tried to make a pass from deep in the corner to a covered area, and they tipped it, and they got a rush, and they get numbers, and they, you know, work up the ice. And from there, we had just poor defensive coverage. One of their defensemen stepped in behind our forward, and we had to cover for that. So now we get out of our rotation a little bit, and one of our defensemen left the front of the net to go challenge their defenseman, and then, you know, Cliff had to come over to take the guys all alone in front. We just poor coverage. We got mesmerized by the puck a little bit there. And, it's late on a shift, the end of a shift, and that's where you have to grind it out in your own zone. You got to make sure you just play strong defensively and good positional hockey. They expanded the offensive zone, and we got sucked out a little bit from our net. You know, it's better to just sort of compact it in the front of the net and then go out. And we got spread out there, and they found some seams and took advantage of it.
All right, so they tie it up 1-1 going into the second intermission. We go to the third, and the Huskies, I think maybe our best period all weekend, Coach.
I think so, yeah. I mean, just and we had a good second period. It's another period where, you know, territorially we had the advantage. We missed the net a lot. We had some great opportunities. I mean, Mark Ock was right in the slot. Shane Hanna was right in the slot. Gavin Gould had a great opportunity. I mean, you go down the list. We had some real good looks in the second period, but a lot of them were either blocked or missed the net. Going to the third period, you know, we talked about in the second intermission there, you know, after giving up a goal of 8 seconds, you can be a little frustrating, and especially against a team where we're not going to get a lot. You know, they're not going to give you much. So, but we talked about we can't go back and play that 30 seconds. It's over and done with. All we can do is we have something to say. We can have something to say about how the weekend turns out and the next 20 minutes. And that's what we focused on, is playing our hardest that 20 minutes, and knowing that we got a day off Sunday, probably got a day off Monday, that we just had to dig down deep and go out and get the job done and work our rear ends off and see what happens in the third period. And our guys did a good job.
They did, and they got the game winner. It was Mike Neville, his fourth of the season, second of the weekend, to give the Huskies a lead at the 16:41 mark of period number three.
Neville in front for Sturrows. Back to the point. Shot taken. Loose puck right there again. Shot! Score!
Well, he launched that puck so hard with that slap shot, and I was wondering, Coach, were you able to see, did that redirect at all off of their defenseman? It looked like somebody was trying to get a stick in the way.
Yeah, I don't know if it did. I think it went straight in. It's really hard to tell, but I just think it just went straight in, and there were some bodies in the way, but because of the velocity of the shot and the timing, I mean, he just whipped it right by him. So, and good for Mike. I mean, I thought he had a real strong weekend, both him and Reed. I mean, they held the Bemidji team off the score sheet on their power play all weekend. And like I said, they had the leading power play in our conference coming in. So they did a fantastic job there. And then to pick up the offense. And that's good. I mean, we're going to need, you know, everybody to chip in. Like I said, we're not going to have the top score in the league, but we're going to have some guys who, you know, chip in the 9, 10, 12 goals, and that's a good thing, and we have to rely on our depth, and I thought we showed good depth this weekend.
I don't remember. I don't have the highlight here right now, but Angus made that really, really good save. I don't remember when that was in that Saturday night game when he went post-to-post. That was remarkable.
Yeah, he made one in the first, but then he made one after we scored the next shift here on Saturday night. Yeah. We have a bad turnover in our zone, and they get a good shot, and he made a big save, and I thought Angus did a good job. But again, our team did I thought defensively a great effort. You only limit a team like that to, I think it was 17 shots on goal, and then when you look at the grade A's, I think we held them under 10 both nights, which is good. Now, we didn't generate a lot, but there wasn't a lot of time and space out there. You know, two teams that skate well, two teams that work hard defensively, two teams with really good goaltenders, and you could see that. So I thought it was a pretty even weekend, though, the whole weekend. A little disappointed, like I said. You want to get the 6 points to even get a little bit closer to them, but we didn't. But that's the way the game goes. But given the whole picture with the travel and everything else going on, limited practice time, it's a tough grind, and they did a good job, and I thought we played hard both nights.
As a rule, is there normally some kind of discretion for you, Coach, if you're the team that goes up to Anchorage and plays 2 weekends in a row on having that week off
yes,
the next week?
Yes, and that's supposed to be a rule, but